Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, one of my friends texted me. Yeah, I was using the word penultimate wrong. I thought it was better than ultimate, but it's not that at all. You can look it up if you're so inclined to do it. So I think I owe somebody a drink, but that's about my punishment on that one. Oops. Well, I always said, you know, you can hold English at bay for a while, but eventually it will always bite you in the arse, and that's exactly what it did. All right, it is coming up at 10 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So, yeah, these charges have been filed against Alec Baldwin and the weapons director on the movie set in New Mexico. But, you know, we've got a long way to go on that particular situation. Did a show on it when the when it was announced that the charges were going to be filed, but now they have officially been filed, and Alec Baldwin will, it looks like, have to stand at the bar of justice. Remember, we talked to Paul Cambria that one day about the charges against Alec Baldwin. Well, the only thing that's really changed now is they've been formally filed, as opposed to announcing they're going to be filed. That announcement has now become reality today. Now, it is 10 minutes after 4. Thanks for the calls on the TV shows that you wish were still on. And yeah, for me, The Sopranos, the ultimate TV show of all time. And I think that, frankly, is saying a lot. And, you know, you can only hope that in the future something comes along that is going to be even better than The Sopranos. But that's going to be a very tall order. Decades and decades and decades of TV and The Sopranos. I mean, there are very few things Americans agree upon. But when you look up greatest TV shows of all time, most of the articles I've seen anyway put The Sopranos at the top of the list for all of the reasons and then some that I have mentioned. Now, I want to come at you with something else this hour, because apparently I have attention deficit disorder and I can only stick with something for 1 hour or so today. But I want to feel you out on something. I'm torn between two topics. Let me just try this one first, all right? I'm going to try this one, see how it goes. How do you access the internet? How do you access the internet? Now, I must tell you why I'm asking you this question. Because I have about a 10-year-old PC. I'm a big believer in the personal computer. I like that glowing big box by the side of the desk. I like that printer hooked up to it. I like that giant monitor and keyboard that I've replaced 5 times. I love it. So the PC is, quite frankly, my preferred mode of accessing the internet. However, I have noticed that it just takes longer and for it to fire up and get going. Maybe it's age, maybe it's hard drive. I have no idea, but it just seems to be hit and miss as far as, okay, now I got to move the mouse. All right, okay, we all hooked up. Okay, good, password. Okay, good to go. But I love the PC. The iPod, I'm sorry, take two. the iPad or tablet device, let's say tablet device, you might access the tablet more than you do a PC. You might not even have a PC. My mom does not have a PC. She has a tablet. I don't think she has a PC, or if she does, she doesn't use it. But there is also the cell phone, the internet connectivity with the cell phone. And as somebody who has been married to his PC for many years, as the way in which your humble host accessed the internet, I need to confess something to you, and here it is. I never thought I would say this, but I have found, and this might be the lazy person's way out of things, I have found lately that about 90% of internet access I've been doing via the telephone. I know. It's highly unusual. I can't get anything to print from my cell phone to the printer. I can't seem to establish that particular connection. But, the cell phone, I don't know. This started probably about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. But once you start using your cell phone to access the internet, it's kind of like crack. You can't do it just once. The minute you do it, you are hooked, and it's going to be a real hard time getting off of it. So when you think about you and your internet habits, your device of choice for the internet is what? Is it the cell phone? Is it a tablet of some kind? Or is it a PC or Mac of some kind? You know, a big bulky box versus a tablet versus a teeny tiny cell phone with cell phone access. And I think the reason why I've made the conversion is it's just so easy because it's already on. It's already charged up. It's already ready to go. And you hit that one little button that you sometimes get on videos, and you can sync that sucker up right to the TV. So you don't even have to watch it on the little cell phone screen. You can watch it on the big TV screen. I only discovered that about a year ago. But that little button and what it did, I never quite got that. It's not 100% reliable, though. How many times have you hit the button and it's searching for TV code? You worked last night. Why aren't you working tonight? But cell phone, tablet, or big bulky box, how are you accessing the internet these days? I'm just kind of curious about where you are as far as how you get online, because the internet is, it is a part of human life that is not going anywhere. It isn't going anywhere anytime soon or in your lifetime, or, at least until the power grid gets knocked out, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN. How are you accessing the internet? And I'm going to throw in a bonus question, okay? Because you have your interests. Josh has his interests. I have my interests. And what is it for which you use the internet? Now, if my mom were here, she would say, I use the internet to go to church online. I kid you not. She did actually give birth to me. It's amazing. To go to church online and to watch her soap operas. That is what she uses the internet to do. The internet is a tool. It's an all-purpose tool. It's like the Popeil pocket fisherman. What you do with it is up to you. And you guys, if you're regular listeners, you already know what I'm going to tell you. Okay? I'm a documentary glutton. And once I dive into a certain topic, I am stuck with that topic until I get bored with that topic. World War I. World War II. Lately, it's been, don't laugh, London gangland history. I knew you'd laugh. London gangland history. trying to become an expert on London gangland history. And it all started watching that stupid movie with Tom Hardy, Legend, about the Cray brothers. And since then, I've been like, all right, here's the documentary about the Crays. Very interesting. Oh, Crays in prison. Let's check out the prison years. Then you say, oh, let's see, Billy Hill, Jack Spot. Oh, I've heard of these guys, but what were they all about? And then you find yourself in documentary heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it for which you use the internet? Now, some of you, now, can we just, there's one thing that I think almost everybody uses the internet for, and there's no reason to call in and announce that publicly on the air, okay? I know what it is. You know what it is. Your wrist knows what it is. And let's go to Craig in Niagara Falls. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. It really depends on what I'm doing. I'm a big nerd. I play D&D. So if I'm making characters, I'm on my tablet. If I'm prepping for a game, I'm on my laptop. If I'm looking up news articles, I'm on my phone. If I'm watching videos on 3D printing, I'm on my laptop. It just really depends on what I'm doing.
Do you have a big boxy computer of any software in your home?
I do. I don't use it for the internet anymore. I use my laptop for that one. I use the big boxy one to just mine Bitcoin.
Okay, very, very interesting. So, okay, obviously you're a gamer with D&D. You're into that. Yeah. Are you also using using your tablet to play other games and compete against other people you don't even know?
No, that's more the laptop. So for like online games, the tablet is more just like paperwork type stuff for me.
So work related is the tablet. Fun is your cell phone.
Yep.
So I'm just curious. Hold on, Craig, if you would, in Niagara Falls, because one of my questions is, how do you access the internet now? And you can assign percentages if you want. I'd say at least 90% of the time it's become my cell phone. It used to be 5% of the time, but because it's always on, it's always near me, it's become the lazy person's way to get online. But there are some sites you got to have a PC to access properly. Like, we have corporate training videos they put out every other day. This is required training. Oh, such BS. But anyway, I've tried it on the phone, and I got caught on the phone because it wouldn't scroll all the way up to the proper responses. So what do you use to access the internet? Cell phone, tablet, or big bulky box? And what do you do on the internet? Like, what is your area? Because we all have ways in which we use the internet. I use mine for research. And that research includes documentaries, because there isn't a field of humanity that I'm not likely to cover at some point on this program. Anything from Great Lake shipwrecks to Jack the Ripper to gangland London of the 60s to the American mob. I think I'm seeing a trend here. Let's get back to Craig in Niagara Falls. Craig, what else did you use the internet to do?
Well, you know, like I said, it's mostly all just my geek stuff, you know, downloading 3D printable files, you know, 3D printing, watching videos on 3D printing, basically my hobbies and stuff like that. And percentage-wise, I'd say like 60% on the cell phone, 20% on the other two, the tablet and the laptop.
Very interesting stuff. Craig, thank you very much. A really interesting call on what I think is an interesting subject. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a nice day.
I will. Thank you. How can I not have a good day with you guys listening and calling in? That would be impossible. It would be impossible because we have a relationship. This relationship is very dear to me. I say things to you that I would say to people that I know face to face, as if I was crossing your own threshold. Let's go to Pam in Allentown. I'm a little weird, Pam. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello, love.
Hello, my love.
You say that all the time.
So I know. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know when you started doing that, but I noticed it, and I thought, well, isn't he something? So anyway, I use my smartphone for the internet since I got it about, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 10 years ago. I'm 71 now, so time goes by so fast. It could be 10 years. But anyhow, I use the smartphone for the internet, but I also use my laptop. I use them both.
So you don't have a big, bulky, boxy computer anywhere in your house?
I absolutely do.
Oh, you...
when I got back in 95.
Oh. Is that even internet compatible?
No, wait a second. It was probably more like 99. I'm sorry.
Oh, but, my goodness.
Yeah, I still have it because I have a recipe program on there that I often need to, look up one of the recipes that I put in that program. So I keep it. It's still there.
You've got it backed up. I hope everything you've got backed up, because sooner or later your hard drive is going to crash and you're going to wish that you'd had a service like Carbonite or something.
Well, Tom, I do have it backed up on floppy disks, just like they taught
floppy
me in disks. School.
Floppy disks. Okay, that's the first use of the word floppy disks on the program since about 1988. Maybe a little later than that. So when it comes to the internet, we know what you use to access the internet, but the internet is your tool for what? Do you look up other recipes? What do you find yourself doing online?
Oh, recipes and sewing information, like if I want to do some stuff with my clothes, take them in or hem them or hem pants or this or that. I'll look up ways to do those things if I forgot how. And, it's great for everything that I forget. Yeah.
Okay, but as people get older, their close vision goes on them. How hard is it to thread the needle?
Oh, well, really, I'm still doing it very easily on the machine and with the hand sewing. And actually, I had a detached retina last year, I think it was, it was a year ago, October. And I've had my cataracts done. I did that before I retired from respiratory therapy. Back in 2014.
All right, but the eyes, you're able to thread the needle and all is good.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, indeedy.
My mom used to be one hell of a seamstress, but I'm not sure if she can even do it anymore. Pam.
I bet she could. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Okay, love.
All right, my love. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I just like using the word. It just, I don't know, it's something my friends do, and I kind of picked up on and said, hey, I'm going to steal that for the show. Anyway, it is coming up on 427 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm not going to make any aspersions as to what else Pam might use the internet for. She just doesn't strike me that way. Anyway, nor does my mom, to be honest with you. You get a bunch of guys of any age together, and they do have interesting stories. Anyway, 27 minutes after 4, News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm going to continue this because, honestly, I'm kind of being a voyeur, and I'm looking into your life. How do you access the internet? Smartphone? Is it tablet? Is it a big, bulky, boxy computer? And then what do you use the internet to do? And 95% of what I do, all right, 80% of what I do is research. Maybe 10% is music, watching music videos online. And the other 10%, I'll leave to your imagination. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I'm going to go in and shake Josh's hand in just a moment, and we'll take your calls after the news at 4:30, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is kind of fun.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is a Tuesday, and it's going to get brutally cold for the weekend. Just lovely. But anyway, welcome to the show, and doing something that I think is kind of interesting today, because I don't know if you're with me on this, but I've changed the way in which I use the internet. And I think maybe you have as well. In the old days, it was 100% exclusive, big, boxy computer, monitor. Then the monitors got nice and thin. The computers got smaller. Ooh. But it was, you know, the big, boxy computer. So that was 100% of the time. Then along came the tablets. And the tablets, I used maybe 20% of the time. And the main PC in the household 80% of the time. But lately, I have noticed that most of my internet time is spent on the smartphone. And trying to figure out if I'm alone or if you are doing this too. Because, you know, we all change. We all evolve. I mean, look at Kathy Hochul. I mean, I've never seen one woman take so many positions on so many things in one lifetime, and always to her advantage politically. It's amazing. But anyway, everybody evolves. So, and everybody changes. And I found, and I'm amused by it, or I wouldn't even be doing a show on it, that most of the internet screen time that I have is spent on the smartphone. And there's a very simple reason for it. It's the lazy person's way to surf the internet. Don't have to go into the office, turn on the computer, punch in all the passwords, get that going. And the tablets, frankly, my tablets don't work that well. Having a little problem when I touch the screen, they're not doing what they should be doing. So I've kind of backed off of the tablets that I have. And the smartphone is just always around, and it's just so easy. You know, for example, Amazon Prime was watching a movie on a World War I battle, The Somme, this morning. And yes, I like pick-me-up movies before I work. And it was a horrible thing. At one point in The Somme, the first day, 8 British soldiers were hit every 1 second. Just ponder that for a moment. 8 soldiers, just British soldiers, 8 either killed or injured in 1 second, every second during the first day of the battle. But anyway, I was watching that movie. So I know, because this is what I do for you and me, that later on today, I'm going to be watching some documentaries on the Battle of the Somme in World War I. What went wrong with the Battle of the Somme? What were some of the flaws that were committed in the Battle of the Somme, or what flaws in planning were committed? And I'm curious what you do with the internet, because you can do anything you want with the internet. You can what do you find yourself looking up more than any single thing on the internet? What is your field of great interest on the internet? Now, sometimes you might be surfing the internet, and you know what Seth MacFarlane said happens whenever you surf the internet in the movie Ted 2. It always ends up on no matter where you go on the internet, that's where you're going to end up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I strongly suggest without children watching the movie Ted 2. But anyway, the uses of the internet are absolutely infinite. We might have some eggheads out there, and I say that affectionately. We might have some nerds out there. In fact, I know we have nerds out there. You guys and ladies, you might be using the internet to look up computer programs, new ways to code, things like that, that I would never use the internet to do. Some of you might look up things on the internet that have to do with your classic cars. How do I find a replacement carburetor for a 1952 whatever? I'm sure you use the internet that way. What it boils down to, see, the subtext of the question here is, what are you interested in? What are you interested in? And you pursue that interest online on the internet. And like I said, I go through phases. Most of it, the overwhelming surfing time that I do is spent researching things. And remember something, no matter what it is in the world, you never know when I'm going to bring it up on the program. And then people say, oh, you're so smart. And if you guys only knew how stupid I really was, like penultimate, there's a good example right there. It happened today, misusing a word. But anyway, I might have gotten that from the internet. Can I blame the internet? I'm going to blame the internet on that one. All right, 803-0930. You know, what are you into on the internet? What do you find yourself researching, looking up? My thing is documentaries, and my interest of subjects goes all over the place. And once I get my teeth into a subject, I basically learn as much as I can about the subject. It's that simple. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So what? How are you getting on the internet? Is it smartphone, tablet, or big bulky computer? And then once you're on the internet, you're most likely to be looking up things that involve what? Here's Ed in Williamsville on WBEN. Hello.
Hello.
Sir.
Yes, I'm kind of hardcore with the old desktop.
Well, how old is the old desktop?
It's extremely old. I don't know how old it is, but I had my daughter's boyfriend look at it for me because I was having trouble using it. And he sat down and said, oh, it's a HP Pavilion 23, and I couldn't get him to stop laughing.
But oh, boy.
It does work.
But how is it online? Because today's computers are so much faster than the computer that you're using.
Well, I'm a full-time online seller. And for what I do, I don't need all that extra horsepower.
I would think that would actually be helpful to your business.
It's really not, although I find that I have started to use my phone to do online listings kind of as an experiment. It is a little bit easier, but I can't do the formatting that I can do on my desktop.
Yes. Well, it's like I told you earlier, we get these corporate training videos pretty much every other day that we must do. Giant pain in the butt. I cannot even begin to tell you what a pain in the butt it is. But I tried doing them on the smartphone, and it didn't work. I had to go to the PC in order to actually watch the video and get everything to scroll up properly so I can relate with what you're going through on your smartphone.
Yeah, because I can't change like font sizes and font colors and, you know, things to make my listings look better. I can't do that on the phone. It won't allow you to do it.
So, okay, I'm asking people what they use the internet to do. What kind of things do you sell online?
I sell all over the board. A lot of collectibles, vintage audio equipment, a lot of vinyl records. And I play drums, so I sell a lot of drum gear as well.
Oh, you play drums? I thought you might have been a musician for first. Sorry, I know a lot of drummers, and they all make that joke, so don't hate me.
No, not at all.
That goes out to Bill Mason. Hey, Bill Mason, nice to meet you. But anyway, that is super interesting, but do you worry that you're going to lose your work product if your ancient HP goes down the tubes?
No, I mean, when the time comes, I'll go buy another one. I don't have anything to lose because I don't have files saved. I don't have any of that kind of concern.
Gotcha. Everything is in real time.
The only thing I do is I'll snap pictures and save them in a file. And if I lose that file, it's not a big deal. You know, the pictures are already going to be out there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I found sending pictures is just so much easier with the smartphone. And I hate PDF files with a passion. So whenever I fill one out, I'll print it out on the PC. Then I'll take a picture of it with the cell phone and send it to whoever needs the PDF for them. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much, Ed, with the ancient computer. I hope your daughter's boyfriend was able to resolve whatever issue he had with the abacus.
Yeah, you know, he wound up doing, we wound up resetting it to Windows 8.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you very much.
It's working great. That's the scary part.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then why mess with a good thing? Ed, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thought mine was old. I think 10 years old is pretty old for a computer. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I still have some, 3.5 disks? Were they 3.5 disks? They were hard disks, not the floppy disks. Got some good pictures on those that I would really like to save. I just got to have somebody come over and hook something up for me. And I know just the victim. Let's go to Kevin in Eden. Kevin, you're on WBEN. How do you get online? A smartphone, big, boxy computer, tablet, and what do you do online?
Yeah, Tom. I actually use a laptop. They gave me a laptop, but not really relevant to what I use. And my smartphone. I'm like you. If my kids are using the internet, I'm on the smartphone or possibly the tablet, but that's pretty much what I use. And it's cable internet.
Okay, I understand. But have you, I mentioned the beginning of this half hour, the whole notion of evolving, because I was a very staunch, big, boxy computer guy. But over the past maybe year or so, I've become Mr. Cell Phone Internet guy.
Yeah, I mean, my evolution, I started with AOL, and then I went to a PC Expanders or a local outfit that is no longer in existence, you know, dial-up. And I went from that to a bulky desktop like that, like you use. I'm kind of like a turbo nerd, so I'm kind of like, can't think of how to describe it. You go from the newest technology. So for a while I was on a cell phone and I got a new laptop and I primarily use that. But if that's in use, I'll use a tablet or my cell phone. I kind of find myself switching off in the evening between my tablet or I'm sorry, my laptop and my cell phone.
Okay. So what was the last thing that you looked up before making this phone call? What was the last site you went to and for what?
Oh, it would have been in the morning. This morning, probably Reddit on my cell phone.
Interesting.
Or YouTube and Reddit, yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. What'd you watch on YouTube?
Oh, I watch like cryptic videos, like werewolf and ghosts, and I'll watch videos like Reddit videos. Like someone will dictate Reddit posts on the video, and I'll just listen to them on my car phone, on my car speakers.
Very interesting, so. Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Of course,
no one of the things. Have a good afternoon.
Absolutely, love. Thank you. If you have a computer, by the way, you can always listen to WBEN. Just go to WBEN.com and listen your little heart out. Let's go to traffic on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. All right, if you're just joining us, talking about a couple of things that are interesting to me because I want to know what's interesting to you. First of all, it's just kind of a voyeuristic question. How are you most likely to access the internet? And I'm not talking about at work. I'm talking about at home. your own private time? Do you have a big, boxy computer, which I have? Do you have a tablet or laptop, which I've got a few tablets? A smartphone, is that how you access the internet? And I realized this last night. I think I was subconsciously aware of it, but realized it last night that, you know what? Used to spend an awful lot more time in the office with the PC surfing the internet than I do now. Now, most of the internet surfing I do on the smartphone. Because if I'm going to watch something on the PC, I have to be sitting in my desk chair watching the PC after it finally kicks on. The tablets don't really work all that well anymore, which is why I've kind of gotten away from them. But the cell phone is, as I've said, the convenience of the cell phone. It's always around you. It's always going to be on. And it is so incredibly convenient. After the open heart surgery, I brought my tablet with me to the, I think I brought the tablet with me to the hospital because I knew that I was going to be there for a while when I was on my way. Pretty sure that's how that worked out. But pretty much every night I would just log in and watch movies on the tablet as I tried to sleep while I was being poked with needles every couple of hours and awakened every few hours so they could make sure I was asleep. So that was the tablet time. And then now, if I got to go in for something, I've just always got the cell phone and the charger. You got to have the charger with the cell phone because I've got an Android, and it is not easy to find another person with an Android whose charger fits this particular telephone that I have, which isn't really a telephone. It's actually a computer we carry in our pockets that also happens to make telephone calls as one of its many functions. So what do you use to get yourself online, to get your bad self online? And tell me something, what do you look up? Like, name three things that you have looked up today. Now, some of you would not be able to name three things you've looked up today because they wouldn't pass FCC muster. Just know I love you, but I just can't have that on the air, okay? Yeah. Okay, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What are three things that you've actually looked up online today? I'm curious. And does anybody else, seriously, do you, this is how I get a window into what interests you guys. Do you guys go off on tangents? Do you develop a sudden all-consuming interest in one area and get as much out of that area as you possibly can before you move on to the next thing that strikes your fancy? Because all it takes for me is a movie that I like on TV, or should I say Netflix or Amazon Prime, and I'll watch that movie, then I'll say, I'd like to know more about those people. And then you find yourself in the dark and deep warrens of the internet, but never ending up at Seth MacFarlane's TED 2 site, ever. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is a bad time to call, because you're going to be on hold forever. But come about 6-7 minutes after 5, that'll be a good time to call when we can talk, my love. I just love using the word. All right, I'm choosing love. Josh Allen told me to, so I'm choosing love. I'm taking Josh Allen's helmet message to heart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.